Campus 180 Radio. Funny, thoughtful, real.
Hey guys, for more great content, check out This Could Be It, a podcast on Campus 180 Radio. We discuss the relationships that define our lives, the way we relate to ourselves, relationships that we've built and maintained with others, and our public and private relationship with God. We'll also share how we manage our emotional and spiritual health and the random things that bring us joy and make us groan. This Could Be It with Jeff and Friends on Campus 180 Radio.
Welcome to Biblical Breadcrumbs. I'm your host, Ethan Cook, and I invite you to join us as we investigate biblical mysteries. Today on Episode 1, we are going to look at a very famous character in our Bible, David, the little boy who defeated the giant Goliath, who later turns into God's king, a man after God's heart, a man who writes poems and psalms in the Bible, a man who has, quote, has slain tens of thousands, end quote. David, King David. The Bible tells us a lot about his life, from when he was a child to when he grows up and becomes an old man. We read a lot about his life in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel in the Old Testament. Those of us inside the Jewish or Christian worldview use the data from the Old Testament to help us understand who, what, where, when, and why. Those that are not inside but outside of the Jewish or Christian worldview often do not accept our Bible, or specifically in this case the Old Testament, to be creditable, and therefore have many have speculated that King David might be just a fictional character in Jewish history. Now, if you grew up in the church, you might be saying, whoa, wait, what on earth are you talking about? David is a fictional character? Well, don't get upset yet. Let's just look at the data and try to understand where an outsider might be coming from to ask the question, is King David a real person or a fictional character? For almost 2,000 years, there has been little to no evidence for the King David being a real person outside of our Holy Scriptures. That is until 1993, where we have the Tell Dan Steele. The Tell Dan Steele is a very important and encouraging to me in my faith finding. As I mentioned, other people might think that the history that we have in our Bible is not true and made up. For a fact of that, in 2010 on the show called 60 Minutes, airs on CBS, they had an entire show and report that was titled, quote, Controversy in Jerusalem, the City of David. And in that report, Leslie Stahl said, what archaeologists have found in Jerusalem from the time of King David just does not add up. CBS said in its report, for all the talk about King David, Stahl asserts, there is actually, quote, no evidence, end quote, of his rule in Jerusalem, exclamation point. So, no evidence, according to CBS. Now, if you continue to read, and I got that from a place called thetrumpet.com, and they go on to rebuttal that to say, in fact, the evidence is piling higher by the day. In 1986, and again, I'm reading right from their article. In 1986, Dr. Elat Mazar found a large stone gateway complex between the Temple Mount and the City of David. It was constructed sometime during the First Temple period and probably served as one of the main entrances to the temple buildings constructed by Solomon. So in 1993, a team of archaeologists digging in northern Israel uncovered a 9th century BC stone tablet bearing a clear reference to, quote, and this is after it's being translated into English, they're thinking it is, quote, House of David, end quote, and, quote, King of Israel, end quote. The author of the inscription boasts of having defeated both the King of Israel and the King of Judah. the later monarch being a descendant of the House of David. Even Israel Finkelstein and Neil Asher Silberstein, sorry if I'm pronouncing your names wrong, two noble skeptics of the idea of the historicity of the Bible, those two, when it comes to archaeological discoveries that confirm the biblical record, could not ignore the significance of the Tel Dan tablet. They wrote, so again, these skeptics wrote in 2001, almost 20 years after the discovery, quote, "Thus, the House of David was known throughout the region. This clearly validates the biblical description of a figure named David, becoming the founder of the dynasty of the Judahite kings in Jerusalem," end quote. And so this is neat because until then, we really didn't have a lot of evidence for David outside of the Bible, right? Outside of Jewish literature. And so skeptics are always looking outside of your own literature. What else might actually make this true? Or did you just make it up? So this is really cool to me. And so a year later, a year after Tel Dan steel was found, a French scholar examining the Moabite stone in the Lorver Museum discovered another reference to, quote, "House of David" on the stone Mesha. The king of Moab mentioned in 2 Kings 3 is praised for capturing territory previously controlled by the House of David. And so this is from thetrumpet.com. And so that was a pretty neat article giving just some evidence and even quoting skeptics saying that, hey, the words House of David and King of Israel in this inscription are some good evidence for the Christians. I'm going to read another article here, and this is from biblicalarchaeology.org about the Tel Dan inscription. So if you haven't heard about this before, this is, again, 1993. These people found this stone tablet with some inscriptions on it. And if you're really curious, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be putting out a video series where you'll actually be able to see my screen and see the Aramaic writings on the stone. So that'll be pretty cool. Few modern biblical archaeological discoveries have caused as much excitement as the Tel Dan inscription writing on a 9th century BC stone tablet, or stela, as it's often called. That furnished the first historical evidence of King David from the Bible. Again, how awesome is that for us as Christians, that the more science is used and the more we explore our world, that oftentimes we find things that are backing up what we see in the Bible. And to me, that is awesome. The broken and fragmentary inscription commemorates the victory of an Armenian king over his two southern neighbors. And they are, quote, the king of Israel and, quote, the king of the house of David. In the carefully incised text written in neat Aramaic characters, the Armenian king boasts that he, under the divine guidance of God, of the god Hadad, vanquished several thousand Israelite and Judahite horsemen and chariots before personally dispatching both of his royal opponents. Unfortunately, the recovered fragments of the House of David inscription do not preserve the names of the specific kings involved in this brutal encounter. But most scholars believe the stela recounts a campaign of Hazael of Damascus in which he defeated both Jehoram of Israel and Ahaziah of Judah. Again, if I butchered the names, we'll just go with it. Last paragraph with this is what made the Tel Dan inscription one of the most exciting biblical archaeological discoveries for scholars and the broader public was its unprecedented reference to the, quote, House of David. The stelas, again, the stone tablets, fragment an inscription first read and translated by the renowned epigrapher Joseph Nava, proved that King David was a genuine historical figure and not simply the fantastic literary creation of later biblical writers and editors. Perhaps more important, the stela set up by one of ancient Israel's fiercest enemies more than a century after David's death, still recognized David as the founder of the kingdom of Judah. So again, this is a century possibly after David, and yet they still, because of how amazing he might have been in the area, they still said it was from the house of David. The house of David inscription had skeptics. So some people think that, well, it was mostly Christians that were looking at it and deciphering it. So it is still a little bit debated, but I think a lot of the evidence does weigh on the side of this inscription is referencing, because it talks about the house of Israel and the house of David, the king David that we know about, that little boy that defeated Goliath. One more article, and this is out of BibleHistory.com. The house of David is inscribed on this victory steel excavated at Tel Dan in the Galilee region of Israel. It is dated from the 9th century BC, the Israel Museum, Jerusalem. The Tel Dan steel is important in the study of biblical archaeology. It mentions the house of David in an inscription. With this important discovery, it is clear that King David is a real figure in ancient history, as Jesus confirmed. Again, this is from a different site called BibleHistory.com. And so we get, I'm going to read 1 Kings 8:16, which is going to kind of reference that Tel Dan happening about defeating. And it says, 1 Kings 8:16 says, "Since the day I was brought forth, my people Israel, out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel." So when they say the house of David, again, this is a reference to 1 Kings 8:16, almost a prophecy there. And now if we look a little few chapters earlier, 1 Kings 2:11, again, I'm reading off of that website. It says, out of 1 Kings 2:11, "And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 3 years he reigned in Jerusalem." And so as they try to figure out the math and the findings, it lines up with the years to be referencing right around the time after King David. The material on the stone is basalt stone tablet. Israel, period of the kings, the date roughly 858 to 824 BC. It was in Aramaic. I should put it in inches, but it's 22 centimeters by 32 centimeters. It was found in Galilee, excavated fully in 1994, and right now it's located in the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. And one more article out of Live Science or LiveScience.com. Archaeological evidence. The archaeological evidence for King David's existence is limited, and much of it is controversial. Perhaps the most important piece of evidence linked to King David is known as the Tel Dan steel, which is an ancient and broken inscribed stone discovered in 1993 and 1994. I encourage you to Google image it. You're going to see a looks like a stone, but it's cracked and has pieces missing. And so when it says that certain names were not able to be found, it's because they can't decipher exactly what was written in those spots. The inscription tells how the ruler of a kingdom named Aram Damascus defeated a king of Israel named Joram and a king of Judah named Ahaziahu, who were both members of the house of David. The reference to the house of David indicates that King David likely existed, wrote Eric Klein, a professor of classics, anthropology, and history at George Washington University. And he even talks about this in his book named Biblical Archaeology, A Very Short Introduction. "At a single blow," and this is quoting the book, "at a single blow, the finding of this inscription brought an end to the debate and settled the question of whether David was an actual historical person," Klein writes. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of other evidence about King David or King Solomon. And yet, when we look at our Christian evidence, which is our scriptures, We've got a lot of stuff about them. The temple, who they were, the way that they ruled and judged. And so it will continue in future episodes to explain more things that we can find, whether they're persons, places, or things in history that will encourage us in our faith and help us have confidence that our Bible is legit. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.